Mortgage Mom Radio here with a news alert. Did you guys hear all about the Federal Reserve? They came out and they said they're not going to raise interest rates. Well, that is fantastic news. And do you know what it did for us in the mortgage industry? Well, we saw a nice little dip in interest rates. If you've thought about refinancing, now could be a great time to lock in a lower rate. If you've looked into it in the past, maybe even a year ago, interest rates are lower today. We hit a low that we haven't been at for well over a year. Give me a call. Let's talk about it. You can reach me at my office at 844-935-3634. Or hey, text the word mom to 474747. I'd be happy to answer your questions there. Maybe it's also a great time to get rid of that mortgage insurance that you have on your current loan. And you know what? Maybe you've got some more equity than you did the last time that you looked into a refinance. Either way, it's a great time to get in touch with me. So call me right now, 844-935-3634.
Oh, we get your phone calls at 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That's 844-935-3634. And while we were there in a commercial break, Debbie, I saw you take a phone call there.
I did, yes.
And we couldn't convince him to come on the air with us. But what were you guys, were getting hot and heavy there. What were you talking about?
We are. So he's trying to do a refinance, and he is worried. He's a little bit concerned about his debt ratio. He's retired, and now he's got retirement income. But he's, you know, in an FHA loan that he's had for years. He's got about close to 40% equity in his home. And we definitely need to get rid of that mortgage insurance for him. He was actually one of very few listeners that understood, you know, he said, I get it. I'm going to have a higher interest rate when I move from an FHA loan to a conventional. And, you know, that's something that a lot of people don't understand. An FHA loan will always have a lower interest rate than a conventional loan does. So depending on when you lock in the rate, on that day, you compare an FHA loan to a conventional loan, the conventional loan will have a higher rate. But what the conventional loan doesn't have is the mortgage insurance. So when you actually look at the total overall payment, apples to apples, that day that you're locking in a rate, the monthly payment on the conventional loan will be less expensive than the monthly payment on the FHA, even with the lower interest rate. So the, you know, what you have
to... So it's easier on the day-to-day then is what you're saying, is that, or the month-to-month?
Well, no. I'm just kind of explaining what happens with an interest rate. You know, if you called me today and said, Debbie, I want to buy a house, what rate would I get? And I said, well, we can go FHA or conventional, and I show you the different options. An FHA loan will have a higher payment, even though the rate is lower because of the mortgage insurance. So when you have an FHA loan and you're thinking about refinancing your loan to get out of your mortgage insurance, you will go into, typically almost 9 times out of 10, you are going to go into a higher interest rate than what you were in previously. However, he has $400 a month that he is paying in mortgage insurance. That $400 a month is not tax deductible, where interest is. So even if I give him a higher interest rate and the monthly payment is exactly the same as what he pays today, he is actually benefiting because $400 per month times 12 months every year is now tax deductible, where the current loan setup, he's missing all of that tax deduction. So even though his payment may stay exactly the same, he's benefiting once he goes to file tax returns. So it is definitely, if you have equity in your home, it is beneficial to do a refinance into a conventional loan if we can keep your monthly payment at about the same level or lower than what you were paying before. Now, I did have some people call me this week and they had an interest rate. I had one client in particular called me. He's got an interest rate of 3.25% on his FHA loan for 30 years fixed. FHA or a conventional loan today somewhere.
That's good, right? 3.25?
Super good.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now a conventional loan, you know, is somewhere in, you know, the mid 4% range. You know, it could be anywhere from 4.25 to 4.75, depending on your scenario, you know, even higher depending on whether you're an investor, and that's a whole nother thing. But let's just pretend that the rate was 4.5 today, which is a great rate on a conventional loan, and I got rid of the mortgage insurance. I'm still increasing that person's monthly payment pretty dramatically from a current 3.25%. So, you know, I'm always going to give you the truth and tell you whether you should or you should not do something. But the rule of thumb, the key is if we can keep the payment at almost the same, you know, maybe a couple of dollars higher, the same, or anything at all beneath, lower, and get you out of the FHA and into the conventional, it's definitely worth a phone call. So, you know, you just got to call. You got to ask the questions. If you don't tell me what you've got going on, there's no way that I can help you. One thing that I always tell people that call me and say, should I refinance or should I not, is I tell them, email me a copy of your current mortgage statement. People have no idea what I can do with a mortgage statement because it gives me your home address. I can look up the property taxes that you pay today. I can see the interest rate that you're currently paying. I can see the principal and interest that you're currently paying. It gives me all of the information that I need to know. I can look up your home and see what your value might be. And then I can get back to you with some options for you. Hey, you know what? It looks like you're in a great spot. Don't do anything. Hey, you know what? It looks like you're going to be really benefited by doing some sort of a refinance right now. So a mortgage statement, if you guys are out there and you're listening and you just want to know what your options are, email me, email Debbie@mortgagemomradio.com and send me your mortgage statement. It's that simple.
You might get a whole bunch of mortgage statements now.
That's okay. That is absolutely okay. That is perfect.
And we don't have to call you first. We can just straight up email it to you.
No, just straight up email me, Debbie@mortgagemomradio.com. Okay. Send me that mortgage statement. I'll take a look at it. I'll get back to you. We'll talk. We'll consult and then figure out if it's something that, you know, you should be moving forward in. That way we're not immediately pulling credit and we're not immediately taking a loan application. I'm more than happy to get it started there.
Okay. All right. Well, we'd like to get the text started right now.
Well, let's keep them going.
474747 for all your questions and for your chance to win Stagecoach tickets. That's coming up. And although you and I already have our tickets, I was going to ask you what your plan is for Stagecoach. But
well, now my plan after my... my sister's pieces. I'm definitely going to figure out how to do some sort of a prank on the Moober and his girlfriend.
Oh, man. He doesn't listen, does he?
Yeah.
He
does not.
We're going to have to keep it on
the DL. He absolutely does not listen to the show. He works with me. He helps me. But he does not listen to the show. So I think I'm pretty safe.
Okay.
Now, he may have some parents, some friends' parents that do. And hopefully they'll... Keep it a secret. But no, I'm excited. We're going to be rolling out there on Thursday night, getting in Thursday night. We'll be camping out there at the festival and we're staying for the whole time. And it's, you know, we're looking forward to Stagecoach. It's going to be a good time. And try to find me. Try to find Mortgage Mom Radio.
Yeah, right. You're like four feet tall. There's no way. Are you going to be on anybody's shoulders during it?
I am not, but I definitely will stop by the Go Country booth and say hello to all of our peeps over there. So,
and we'll tell you what time we'll be there, too. We'll be there. Maybe we'll do an autograph signing or something.
We'll do something. Yeah, we'll have to talk to Go Country and see if they'll let us do something like that. But
so everybody that texts us that we're about to do right now, you're all in the running for Stagecoach tickets, and the best question wins. We'll pick that in closer to Stagecoach. But are you
ready? We're doing it April 8th. I'm going to actually, we'll draw the winner April 8th.
Right here on the radio.
April the 7th, the 6th, actually, I think the 8th is Monday.
Oh, okay. So we'll do it on our Facebook page.
Yes, we will do it on the Facebook page. So if you haven't liked our page, make sure that you do, especially if you want to know that you're going to be the winner. We're going to do a video, me and Barry, and we will announce the winner for the Stagecoach tickets.
Just like we did for
Morgan Wallen. So make sure you guys go to Facebook and like our page. Everywhere you want to find us, it's Mortgage Mom Radio. The podcast, the Twitter, Facebook, my website, my email address, everything is Mortgage Mom Radio. So you guys can find us there. But check out Facebook. Make sure you like us and follow us. We'll do a live video for the winners.
Okay, here's the first question here. 474747. This one's about solar panels.
All right.
We are leasing our solar panels, I guess from a business, right? They're not leasing it out to someone else.
No. The way that solar panels work, you can either buy them or you can lease them. Oh, okay. And a company will actually lease them to you, get them installed. You pay a monthly lease fee, or you can buy them, and you can buy them just like a car. You could buy it outright or you could finance it. So it's a lot like a car. You know, should you lease a car or should you finance a car?
Oh, that's the question. Should we have purchased them instead, not just for the write-off, but for the long haul? That's the question.
So it really depends on the person, just like a car. You know, if you switch cars quite often, you like to get a new car every couple of years, 2-3 years, then and you're not, you know, paying cash for them, which I hope not, because the minute you drive it off the lot, you're depreciating anyway. But you know, somebody that is switching cars all the time frequently would be better suited into a lease. You know, get into a lease for a couple of years, 2-3 years, and then get a new one when the lease is up. Somebody that does a lot of driving and put miles and miles on their car every year, and you know, they will hold on to a car for 10 years, or you know, 7 or 8 or 9 years, you know, they're going to be more suited into a buy. So solar panels are exactly the same thing. You just have to think to yourself, what is the monthly cost to buy it if I get a, if, and especially if it's a loan, you know, if you're not buying them outright, but what is my monthly cost with a loan? Or what is my monthly cost with the lease? What is more affordable? How long do I plan to stay in this house? You know, if the lease is 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, depending on the terms you set up, are you planning to stay in that home for that period of time? If you're not, you're leasing those solar panels and you're only going to pay, you know, the solar for 3 or 4 years and then you plan to sell, a new buyer is going to come in and assume that lease from you for those solar panels. So maybe that's the way to go. If you're going to live in the home for 15 or 20 years, maybe you should buy them outright. So it just depends on the person, the cash flow, the goal moving forward, how long you're going to stay in the home, how long you anticipate to stay in the home, you know, how long are the solar panels good for? You know, are they good for 20 years and you have to replace them, but you're going into a 20-year loan. So by the time you get those solar panels paid off, you got to go buy new solar panels. I mean, maybe a lease would have been better. Maybe there's maintenance that's taken care of from, you know, the solar company when it is a lease. I don't know a lot of those answers. I don't sell solar, but those are the things that I would definitely check into, and I would be outweighing if I was going to go ahead and look into whether I should get some solar on my house. Those are the things that I would be looking at when trying to determine whether I should buy them or whether I should lease them.
Are you going to get solar on your house?
You know, I haven't decided. True answer, I haven't had the time to put into the research to make that decision. So it's something that, you know, I think is definitely a lot of people are doing it. So obviously there is a benefit to it for those that have made the decision to do that. But I need to look at me, and, you know, I do have a pool. And so can I get that solar power to run, you know, the heating? Can I get that solar power to run the pump? You know, is it going to save me significantly over my electric bill? You know, I don't know those things until I start to dig into me personally. So it is a personal decision from person to person. I can't actually answer which one is better. But, you know, I haven't had the chance to spend on it, and I don't do anything without doing research first.
Yeah. All right. 474747. That was a good one.
Yeah. I like it.
Here's one about financial aid.
Okay.
My name is Lishieri. Hello, Lishieri.
I like it.
I like your name. And I am a senior in college looking to apply at a master's program soon. I currently do not live at home, but am still considered a dependent according to FAFSA.
Okay. Yes, FAFSA? That's the federal...
something.
Aid. I don't know. It's where you get your federal student loans and your grants and everything.
In your opinion, what would help me receive more financial aid? Should I stay as a dependent or request to be considered independent on the upcoming taxes?
So that is...
That sounds like a hard question to answer for the mortgage mom, but
yeah,
good luck
well,
with that.
It's a student loan question, and I'm by no means a student loan expert. I mean, I've had student loans of my own in the past, so I've got a very good understanding of how they work.
You still paying those off? Or
no, I don't have any. I will probably have some new ones as, you know, Moober starts college next year, but I don't personally have any student loans of my own. But... you know, that is a hard one, and it's something for her actually to go probably back to her student aid counselor at school. They do have their counselors at school, and then there are student financial, you know, student aid loan people there at the school. And the school is going to be much better equipped with that because they're dealing with the student loans day in and day out for registration and for their students. They would be the best person to ask that question to. I don't necessarily know how you can claim to be dependent versus not. You know, I don't know what the FAFSA guidelines are or rules. I mean, if you're under the age of a certain number, they just automatically consider you a dependent. I don't know that answer.
Yeah, you gotta ask your guidance counselor on
really
that one,
it's it, yeah, you know? that's a really rough one. Now my
sometimes
first,
there's tips and tricks, but for this case it doesn't
yeah
look like
no
we
I mean
them.
My very first gut opinion would be that if you are independent and you are filing your own tax returns and your income is significantly less than what your parents income is, that would probably be a benefit. I would assume, you know, it's kind of a common sense things that I would assume would work out to the benefit, but I would never want to give that answer and say that that's what she should do without being an expert in that field. So I think that that's a really great one to go back to the guidance counselor at the school.
Yeah, okay. All right. 474747. But you are in the running for Stagecoach tickets. That's
absolutely
for sure.
We
okay?
said any single question that comes in is in the running. And it, even if it's not, I'm going to open it up right now to the suggestions of the best prank that I can pull on Moober and the girlfriend at Stagecoach. So looking forward to that. And if you've got a really great one and you win the tickets to Stagecoach, I may get you involved in the prank. So stay tuned for that.
One year I camped and I brought a water pistol and I squirted people.
Wow, you're not a very good pranker.
Yeah, I know, but it was like,
you need some work on that. Oh, no. I mean, we go camping with friends. And
I didn't want to get beaten up.
No, we go camping with friends and we'll, you know, steal their flag and replace their flag. Or, you know, we'll, we don't use tape. We'll actually use... something that won't ruin their RV, but will literally wrap the RV like in cellophane, you know, so that they can't get out the door when they wake up in the morning. The door won't open because, you know, or we'll use the caution tape if you're out in Glamis or you're out motorcycle riding and you've got little kids. When Manny and Mikey were really, really little, we used to go camping all the time. We had an RV and we always had the caution tape because we would tape off and cone out the area where they could actually ride their quads. And so we would use the caution tape to actually completely wrap a friend's RV. So that they could not get out their door the next morning. We'd steal their flag and replace it with something stupid. We'd order a stupid flag that we'd put up on them. Just always like some sort of
you're
a fun...
planner.
I'm a planner.
You're a prank planner.
I'm a prank planner. You know, for my sister, I've got a lot of pranks that I did to her over the years. The cellophane on the toilet was pretty good. That was a good one.
Those are classic.
Yeah.
Those are classic bits. That's great.
Absolutely.
Okay, here's another one. 474747. Text the word mom and then your question. And they're all in the running for Stagecoach tickets coming up. Okay, here's Natalie. She's checking in.
Natalie, I like it.
Can you qualify for a larger loan amount with an FHA loan? And she asks, where can I check how much I will be approved for since so many calculations seem to go off of conventional loans and a 20% down to give you an estimate?
Okay, so typically... you will qualify for a little bit more when you are in an FHA loan, typically. It depends on the person's debt. If they have a lot of monthly debt, credit cards, car loans, student loans, personal loans, with an FHA loan, we're going to get you qualified for more than we could with a conventional loan because we can go to a higher debt to income ratio, which is we've got a front end ratio and a back end ratio. Your front end ratio is your income divided or your new monthly mortgage payment divided by your income. That is your front end debt ratio. We also have a back-end debt ratio, which is the new monthly mortgage payment plus all of your debts divided by your income, and that is your back-end debt ratio. The back-end debt ratio on an FHA loan will allow you to go to a higher percentage than a conventional loan. However, if you are somebody that doesn't carry a lot of debt, you don't have car loans and student loans and personal loans and whatever, you know, other people may have credit cards. If you do not have a lot of monthly debt, a conventional loan will let you go higher on the front end debt ratio. So an FHA loan will limit your front end, your monthly mortgage payment, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance divided by your income will allow you to go to 46.9% on the front end debt ratio. A conventional loan will let your front end and your back end match. So you could go to 49.9% front and back. So if you're somebody that does not carry a lot of debt, you have zero monthly debt, and now all you're doing is buying a house, you're probably going to qualify for more conventionally than you would with FHA. But if you are somebody that has a lot of monthly debt, you are going to qualify for more with an FHA. So it depends on the person. 20% down is not required for conventional or for FHA. But I've got a really great solution for her. Do you want to hear it?
I bet you I can guess, but go ahead and tell them.
Okay, so there's two ways to run a monthly payment and to know what that monthly payment might look like or figure out what you can afford. Number one, go to my phone app and there is an affordability calculator and there is a mortgage calculator. The mortgage calculator, you can actually choose whether you want to look at FHA, VA, USDA, conventional, and there is an affordability as well. on my website, mortgagemomradio.com, if you click on my free tools, you've got the same calculators right there at the website. So this person that is asking this question could easily run a monthly payment. If she's not exactly sure what kind of interest rate to, you know, put into the calculator, she doesn't know what to do with property taxes, she doesn't know what to do with homeowners insurance, that is a quick text message to us. Text the word MOM to 474747 and ask me those questions. I'd be happy to give you just some average ballpark numbers to put in there to give yourself a great, you know, understanding in advance of talking to me what your payment might look like and what you might be able to afford. And then the next thing I would say is just apply for the loan. Go to mortgagemomradio.com, click on the apply button, apply for the loan, and you are going to get a phone call from my office to get that application completed and to set up a consultation with me. And then we're just going to talk about what your best options are.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Squeezy. Mm-hmm. I like that. That was good. That was good, Barry.
Okay. 474747. Text the word MOM. We're going to do one more question before we get out of here. Okay.
Okay. All right.
For the Stagecoach tickets and for a good answer. Okay. Here's a guy here. Hello. I have a condo that I rent out. I have a fixed rate at 4.625%. I owe approximately $101,000. He refied a bit ago and have 22 years left, and he would like to buy a place to live.
Okay. So he wants to, I think I'm understanding that he wants to buy a place for him to live in. He's not looking to get rid of his rental property. So that's okay. And, you know, there's not a lot there in that question for me to really answer what it is that he's looking for.
I mean, it sounds like a fun idea. I mean, I hope it works out. It's like if you have an investment property.
Well,
like
no, there's just not enough there that I can't understand what the question is. I don't know if he's asking me, should he sell the rental property to get the cash out of the home to then put down on another property as his primary residence? Is that a good idea? Typically, I'd tell you no, unless you absolutely have no other option. But, you know, I don't know if that is the question. I don't know if the question is there a way for me to get some equity out of the property? I did refinance, you know, 8 years ago. Am I starting all, you know, should I do a refinance and pull some cash out to go buy a property for myself to live in? And maybe he doesn't need to do that.
That's sort of how I read that too. Yeah.
But I just didn't quite understand the question to be able to answer all of it. So the number one thing is if you can hold on to the rental property, hold on to the rental property. If we need to get some cash out for a down payment on another property, we can definitely look to see together if that's something that you should consider. But the first place that I would go would be to what kind of down payment can we get you in for your own? And what kind of assets do you have available for your own down payment? He would not qualify for down payment assistance because he's not a first-time home buyer. So he would definitely have to come up with, you know, 3 to 3.5% at least minimum for a down payment. Unless, hey, we don't know where this guy's at. What's his zip code?
What was 909?
909 area code. Sorry. So if he's in 909, maybe he wants to buy in Norco. Maybe he wants to buy in, you know, somewhere that is USDA 100% financing. Maybe he's a veteran. Maybe he could get in with zero down. So lots of things. But really, I think he needs to call me and he needs to talk to me or send me an email, get a little bit more specific about what he's trying to do. And that way we can go back and forth and figure out a plan for him. Mortgage Mom here with some tips and advice for you. Do you have some debt that you'd like to get rid of? Credit cards, student loans, personal loans, car loans. Hey, do you own an RV and you want to get rid of that too? Just depends on what kind of equity you have in your property, but I don't want you to be worried that your interest rate right now on your first mortgage is so low that you don't want to get rid of it. I have a blended rate calculator and we're going to look and see what are you paying for all of your debts. I'll bet you anything that my rate on a new mortgage is going to be lower than what you're paying in everything combined right now. Give me a call. Let's do that. Let's go through it together. You can reach me at my office at 844-935-3634. You can text me, text the word MOM to 474747. And hey, when you call, be prepared. Have those statements in front of you. Know what you owe. Know what those interest rates are. And let's put that calculator to good use.